This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Marcy Silman. Nancy Pearl worked at public libraries a long time before she moved to her present job as author and librarian at large. She still loves to wander the library stacks looking for hidden treasures and familiar friends.
For the next few weeks, Nancy and Steve Scher will meet at the Northeast branch of the Seattle Public Library to talk books. This week, they started out in the children's section, and they talked about two new children's books worth reading.
Nancy Pearl and I are at the library and we're whispering, right? We're supposed to whisper.
That's the old library. That's your father's library.
That is my father's library.
Yeah.
In this library, we can talk. All these kids around us are talking. The moms are talking. Grandmoms. It's good to see you in the library.
Yeah. We're in the new enlarged children's area at the library.
At the Northeast branch.
Yeah. And so exciting. Lots of room. Big Legos to play with.
Yeah. And lots of people here, kids, adults. This place is always packed. This is why we know Seattle's a reading city when you come here, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the busiest of the libraries, and you could certainly see it when you try to find a parking space in the lot behind the library. I never try to park there.
All right. We're going to wander some of the aisles in some future encounters, but what are these two books that you pulled off?
Well, I brought two children's books. We just celebrated the beginning of this week, President's Day, and there is a new biography, a picture book biography by Mara Kalman, and I am a huge fan of Mara Kalman. She's a writer, she's an artist, and this is a biography that she's done of Thomas Jefferson called Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Everything. It is the most wonderful combination of text and illustrations. And as with all of Mara Kalman's books, you get a sense of her as a person, as well as this wonderful biography of Thomas Jefferson that manages to bring in this children's biography, it's aimed at kids, I would say, 5 to 8, 5 to 9, this wonderful biography of the third president of the United States in all of his contradictions. So his, you know, stand against slavery, yet the fact that he owned slaves, talks about Sally Hemings and the children that he had with her, and it says, you know, it doesn't hide anything, doesn't make him this great, makes him a great human being, but shows that he was human, and lots of contradictions as all people have.
Now, I don't know this artist, and you know, I love the children's books. What else has she done?
Well, she's done many. She did one called Looking at Lincoln, which is also, really anything is good. If you want to start with one of her adult books, the one I would read is The Pursuit of Happiness, which is just a fabulous book.
Not The Pursuit of Happiness?
Not The Pursuit of Happiness, right. The Perfect Happiness. And, every picture in here, it just has its own charm. And many of the pages have little sidebars where she talks about how Thomas Jefferson raised many different vegetables, including peas. And so she lists all the different kinds of peas that there are. And
I do love the colors of this book,
yeah.
And the thick painting, the pastel colors.
The pea list. Arkansas black-eyed cowpea, everlasting hotspur, marrow fat pearl. I didn't even know there was a pearl pea. Prince Albert and Prussian blue. And more.
This is a very attractive book. I like this little bunny rabbit that's running through the garden.
Thomas Jefferson thought vegetables should be the main dish and meat a side dish. His favorite vegetable was peas. He also loved music. He practiced his violin 3 hours a day. How did he have time for that?
Wow.
You know, it talks about building Monticello and how it had 76 windows and that his bedroom had two doors opening up to two different parts of the house so he could jump into his boots and go outside immediately, or he could go into his study and work. She has a marvelous sensibility, Mara Kalman does, and anything that she writes, I will happily read.
That's great. Mara Kalman, MiraKalman, Thomas Jefferson, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Everything. How did he find time?
He was an amazing man. and, you know, to study everything that Lewis and Clark brought back. But one of the things that I learned is that not only did Thomas Jefferson have red hair, which I think I knew, but George Washington had red hair under that white powdered wig, and William Clark of Lewis and Clark had red hair as well. So there's that theme of red hair running through the book.
I'm going to tell my red-haired sons that they have some prospects.
Yeah, definitely.
Poem Depot.
Poem Depot is the newest book by Douglas Florian, who has done over the years, a series of just humor collections of his own humorous poetry with very funny illustrations. The new one is called Poem Depot, Isles of Smiles, which in itself is just so clever. And I think for all those people who grew up, all those adults who grew up loving Shel Silverstein and mm-hmm. want their children, for example, to read Shel Silverstein or to listen to Shel Silverstein's poetry, but also want something else, someone else to read, there's Jack Prelutsky, of course, but another one who I think we tend not to hear so much about is Douglas Florian.
Are you going to read one?
Yes.
Good.
This is Erase Her. I mean, he's just so funny.
Well, because you're like in the drawing, too, where there's a thick black pencil, a boy is holding this big pencil that's bigger than him, and he's erasing some lady.
Yes, guess who? So it's called Erase Her. I made a mistake, for goodness sake, while writing on a test, so I erased with greatest haste that itty-bitty pest. Erased the paper and my desk, erased the walls and door, erased my teacher bit by bit. Don't need this eraser no more. But you could just open it at random. Here's a dentist named Phil. And I am just opening these at random, so I don't have any of these marked. There once was a dentist named Phil who would drill and then drill and then drill. When I asked, "Are you done?" he drilled on and drilled on, and he said, "My name's not done, it's Phil." Now, I had a dentist, Dr. Gantz, who I used to call Drill Happy George.
That is a very good poem. So how long has this writer been around, Douglas Florian?
Many years. I included several of his books in some of the Book Lust books that I did, so I've been familiar with him for a while. Here's Alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, skip the middle, and X, Y, Z.
So these are not just for kids, because these are funny for grown-ups, too.
Yes. There lived a man who blew his nose so strong it blew off half his clothes. He blew his nose so strong again, he flew from France to southern Spain. He blew it super Jupiter and found himself on Jupiter. So you can see, this is a way to get kids of a reading age back into poetry, which of course we do with nursery rhymes, and then there's sort of a drop-off. But I think Douglas Florian and those other humorous poets can get kids reading.
All right, Nancy, lots of fun. Poem Depot, Isles of Smiles, Douglas Florian, F-L-O-R-I-A-N, Thomas Jefferson, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Everything, Mara Kalman, M-A-I-R-A-K-E-L-M-A-N. And then next episode, where I'm going to have you wander me around some of these children's books. I'm going to pluck them and see what you know, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Nancy Pearl with our colleague Steve Scherr at the Northeast Branch of the Seattle Public Library.